Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, listen, guys, we are wrapping up this series, saying yes to a winning state of mind. I need you to come into the queue because we are going to hear your breakthroughs. I want to hear your aha moments over the week. And also, you know, hey, have you changed your mind to just say, hey, I just stay winning, winning, winning all the time? Have you done that? Because it actually works. You will begin to attract good things, good people, what you really want in your life. You know, I shared with you from the very beginning that the biggest battle for success goes on in our mind. And I'm going to tell you, just because you have this information, don't mean that you're not still going to have the challenges of the battle of the mind. And this is why we got to seal it. On today, our scripture is coming out of the book of Ephesians. Now, you know, that is a bad, bad book in the Bible. And when you start talking about putting on the protection and you start understanding exactly what you need to do to battle things in your mind outside, things that are trying to battle you, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 is where we're going to be reading from on today. You want to go ahead and turn there, and then we got to go in prayer. Go ahead and come on in. It's Financial Freedom Friday, so we want to hear your breakthroughs on today. We got to go to the Lord. So when you start talking about sealing the truth, sealing it in your heart, mind, and soul, meaning where it's been deposited in you and nothing, no purpose, no people, no situations, no circumstances, no things can rip it away from you, where you will just become, you know, forgetful. You have amnesia that God is for you. And when he is for you, he's more than the world against you. You can stay in a winning state of mind. Now, I don't know if you understand. Saying yes to a winning state of mind will not mean that for a hot second you may not say, oh, wow, that caught me by surprise. Oh, wow, that made me angry. Oh, wow, that hurt me. Oh, wow, this is challenging. Those things will not go away. But what I am talking about is you'll know exactly what to do. We've given you some very powerful scriptures over this series. You need to write them down. You need to write them down. Starting from the very beginning, you know, we had our book in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. And we went to Revelations chapter 12, 11 through 12. Then we had Psalms 32 and 8. Psalms 32 and 8. And then now Romans 12, 2 through 3. We're not in this world. And today, Ephesians 6 and 13. Are you ready? Are you ready, family? Let's go to the Lord together. Let's give him some praise. Because even as we've gone through this journey, and when you believe that you had all the weapons, you had everything you need all along, you might have just not discovered it. You had access to it, but you may have not discovered it. It probably has never been taught like this before. And you just clearly... You just clearly Just never thought that no matter what, there's an answer for you. There's an out for you. And you don't have to fight because God will. So listen, guys, let's go to the Lord. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day, for you are amazing, oh God. There is none above you. Dear Lord, we're thanking you that we are discovering new truths about you, which means that we're discovering new truths about ourselves. We know that you won't give us any more than we can bear. But right now, as we're putting on your full armor, we're thankful, Father God, that even the wiles of the devil, it cannot penetrate through the word of God in our heart, which is the truth. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we are moving forward by force. We're saying yes to a winning state of mind, not just today, but every day. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that your Holy Spirit will bring your word into our remembrance anytime anything comes up against us. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we will move outside of just us and be able to deliver this word to other people, bringing life to death situations. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we're now moving forward to do great exploits in your name. Our businesses are exploding because we are helping so many people overcome the obstacles of life so that they can choose abundance. We're honoring you in everything we do. We're blessing your holy name, and we're sealing this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. So, guys, look, I know that many people are struggling here. They're struggling, and I'm going to tell you what has happened over the week while I began to train. This one I know that I'm on track and when I'm in the total will of God. Because when I began now to share the truth, there are certain episodes or certain weeks that challenges get even stronger for me. And that means that I must be on track to releasing so many people from the shackles of life. So what happens is distractions, but I will not be distracted. What happens are tests. I will not fail them. This is what you need to be able to affirm. So as we are pushing through, we are making it happen. So you had an exercise earlier to remind yourself of a time of when you were winning. And I need you to verbalize it. I need you to visualize it. I needed you to write it down. I needed you to relive those times or that time. Did you do that? Because this is a tool that anytime when you're feeling that you're in learning lesson situation where you feel like you're not winning, this is where you need to go back to, and you need to go back and read it over and just go and meditate and relive that moment, because that was God sharing with you what you were born to do, which is win. I don't give a dang on what happened to you. I don't care about what people saying about you, what people are saying to you. I don't care about what mistakes you made. I am telling you that you are more than a conqueror and that you can do all things through Christ Jesus. Show me where somebody else can give you that type of promise. That's big. That's deep. You better accept it so you can move on. Now, I need you to know that when we start talking about that, we also gave you a powerful affirmation. Did you share that affirmation with anybody? Or did you keep it to yourself? If not, you're not getting what's happening here at Power Start Your Day. When you get a revelation, and I began to share this, and I went on Facebook and I shared it. I said, my mind is brilliant and my thoughts are a magnet. I am more than a conqueror. I have the power and I give myself permission to attract all good things toward me now. Now, let me tell you what happened to me even just yesterday in the airport. You guys know I'm going to be getting ready to speak here at Top Earner Academy with none other than phenomenal Ray Higdon, powerful lineup. I can't wait to learn from the other leaders who are going to be speaking here on today. You see, this is the thing. Sometimes when people get in these situations, they thinking it's all about them. And so funny, I'm in the airport, and people begin to recognize who I was. They're coming to the conference. And I see a young lady, she's looking at me, and she's looking at me through the corner of her eye, but then she says, you know, we were looking for our bag. And I'm like, okay, already, where are the bags? Where are the bags? And it started looking like every bag started looking alike. It started feeling like confusion. It started feeling like, okay, hold on a second now. I got my goods in that bag. Now I gotta look cool. I gotta look right. for this event, I began to go, and I said, hold on. Let me do my affirmation. So I began to recite the affirmation over and over and over to myself. And then, so the same young lady, she was like, okay, let's go find someone. So we found a guy. She went and found him, and I stayed steadfast because, you know, what am I thinking with a black bag? Everybody has one. I didn't even put a ribbon or something on it. So anyway, so she comes back, and she said, oh, the gentleman said that the bags would be over there. So we went, both of us went over there. Our bags were there. So I was like, okay, cool. So I saw she had on a T-shirt that represented what is called Rankmakers, right? This is this group that Ray Higdon has for network marketers. And so I was like, oh, wow, cool. You're a Rankmaker. Whatever. She was like, yeah. So we go upstairs. Now, I didn't see her on my elevator, but by the time I got to where I was about to say, you know what, let me go in and get Uber on over to the hotel. We end up upstairs from two different points, standing in the same place. So we looked at each other again. I was like, hey. You're not going to say you're going to Rankmakers, you're a Rankmaker, whatever, we talk, whatever. And she said, what is your name? And I told her, she's like, oh my gosh, you know, she said, can we get a picture and all this type of stuff? And I said, well, cool. You know, she's like, oh my gosh, my friend all the way from Thailand. I told her, I thought that was you. I began to message her on Facebook and told her, I thought that that was you standing next to me at the carousel. And she was like, oh my gosh, you know. And so we go upstairs, and she was like, are you going straight to the hotel? I was like, yeah. She said, would you like to share Uber? I was like, sure, you know, that's cool, because I was about to call Uber. So we ride in together, and her and I began to talk, and so we began to talk about what business was she in, what business was I in, and I said, man, that's crazy. You know, that is so powerful. I ran into some people in your business, whatever. I was edifying her company. This is what you do. And then she said, what company are you in? And I gave her the information, and then she was like, oh, wow. In our ride to Uber, we began to share, and I began to share our passion, like what I train you, my passion for what I do and how it is that I'm getting up doing what I do, because it first touched me. And this is why you have to really understand why you're doing what you're doing, your why. And so when I began to share, and I could see our Uber driver keep looking in the rearview mirror, listening, ear hustling. And so at the end of it, she said, I got a ton of people to send to you. You can let the world know, give it notice right now that you are not of the world, that you are commanding what God has already planned and already given to you, and you're going after it right now because you are saying yes to a winning state of mind. Not only that, we tagged each other, and I'm like, okay, the synergy was so powerful. I need you to know you can do this every day in your business because I do. I know the difference. I know when your mind ain't set straight on winning, what happens. The wiles of life, the challenges of life can overtake you, but it's not just because it's stronger than you. It's because you're not using the power that has been given to you. Let's open up the call. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you guys. Good morning. What's the breakthrough? And we got a hot moment this morning, guys. Good morning. 770 last 48970. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Sandra. I am so blessed that you did this session this week. And I did. I had a serious breakthrough. And, you know, there was a couple calls that the Holy Spirit put on my heart even years ago to do. Kept saying, oh, they're not going to talk to me. Oh, they're not going to this. You know, I just kept doubt. So after we got off the call with you, I said, you know what? Winners win, losers lose, and I am a winner. And I kept just saying that to myself over and over and over. And so I just very quickly made the calls, and they called me, like, right back. Like, they were waiting for my calls. And it blew my mind because these people are so high up that, you know, I did not expect them to call me right back. And so now I have a communication. We got rapport going. And I don't know where God's going to take it, but I know that had I not had a winning attitude, and then he's even showing me, like, this morning, that the power I carry inside of me, right, the power that each and every one of us has, the Holy Spirit directs, the Holy Spirit teaches, the Holy Spirit tells us who to talk to, who not to talk to, where to go, where not to go. And if we can be obedient to that, we are so powerful. And I've been, I picked up a book by Dr. Miles Monroe, because you talk about him all the time, and he's just blowing my mind. And I'm just like, God is really, really teaching me that we have what we need already. Now, I'm still asking the question because I'm still sort of, you know, like, God, what is it that you want me to do? Because I thought it was one thing, and now he's opening up doors in another. So I'm still in prayer. But one thing I know is that what you're teaching every day on these calls, if we pay attention, it is unbelievable where God can take us. And like I said, these two calls, it was literally, it felt like they were waiting on my call because they called me back so quickly, and I did not expect that. And God just showed me right then and there, all things are done through him. All things are done through him. And I just thank you for it. I'm grateful, and we are winning in everything we do, in every area, okay? Thank you.
Awesome. So powerful, and you are so right. You are so right. I'm talking about God will tell you who to talk to, who not to talk to, because one other little funny story is we walked up, and as we were going to the Uber, this other gentleman was like, hey, are you guys looking for an Uber? He's at one door, knowing that all the Uber drivers have to pick up at another door, and he's trying to pick us up at another, hey, well, you know, I got a cancellation. You want to hop in? I can take you to where you want to go. And we're like, what? Okay, so why are you not at the door? First and foremost, you're rebellious. You're not at the door with all the other Ubers. So we saw him kept doing that to women only. I looked at her. I said, oh, no, we will not be getting in that car. We will not get in that car where Jeepy Creepy over there. Why is he trying to get women to get into this Uber? We were like, okay, suspicious. Her and I were right together. You are exactly right. Now what you start talking about is raising your frequency, and now you can get tuned in. But we got to walk in expectancy. Stop being surprised that God want to do big things in you and through you and for you. Good morning, 732, last four, 6438. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning, good morning, good morning. My God, my God, my God is all I've been saying since yesterday, 3 o'clock. My breakthrough, Jesus, did just this week, just yesterday, and it seems like because Thursday is our meeting day. I'm sorry, this is Malika from New Jersey. I am so sorry. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. My God, when I say it's like fire in your bone, I cannot sit on God. God is so amazing, and he keeps telling me I use the broken, and I thank God that he had to break me to use me to do his will. And yesterday I had a meeting with some pastors at my church, but prior to that, the enemy always seems to raise his head in the renewing of your mind. Because me in the flesh, once I got the call, my son got into a fight at school. So I said, now I got to go to the school, do all of this extra stuff. So because I didn't take my focus and my mind off of what God called me to do at 8 p.m. yesterday, my God, when I say it's like overwhelming, like to even be able to describe what he is doing in my life personally, but he's revealing so much, and he has truly reawakened the spirit that I've always had. And when I say the passion that I have for God's people is indescribable at times, because I have people look at me saying, oh, you're mean. But my God said, no, you're not mean. You're not mean. I love, and I love hard, and I love with passion, and I love who loves me, and I love who loves God. Because if the relationship with him is so connected, all you can do is win. Win. And what Barbara said about the spirit will lead you to the right people, I'm thanking God that, again, my first win was when I said yes to God and just gave myself to him. And once he gave me Fess, and I was I didn't know what this was, but my girlfriend kept pushing And I had to pray and pray and say, God, because I've been getting tricked so many times. But he gave me the right people. And he kept saying, use one for the other. I'm a personal chef. I cater. And I have a business. And my God made a way for that business to fund what I needed to start Fest. And prior to that even happening, he dropped this prayer in my soul that will forever be what it is. And it keeps ringing in my head. Lord, take me where you want me to go. Let me meet who you want me to meet. Tell me what you want me to say and keep me out of your way. And when I say, when I stay out of his way and stay within his will, he blows my mind every time. He blows my mind every time. So I'm just so grateful that he continues to use a broken wretch like me to bring forth his word with such truth and power, because it is power. And with that power, I have the power. So I just thank God for you. I thank God for this Power Star call. I thank God for Fess. And I'm going to continue to push, because that incident that the enemy tried to attack my child, that didn't work. I still made my meeting, and it was very productive. I thank God. And my first win, my second win, I went from agent to field trainer overnight. So I thank God that my prayer to be leveled up prior to going to Vegas is already done. I thank him. And thank you. And I didn't mean to take up so much time, but when the spirit moved, God is awesome. And I can't sit down on him. I can't. It's people out there that are broken. So while people may chase the rich and famous, I'm looking for the poor and the broken. And he's giving me the equipment to go look for.
That is amazing, and that is so beautiful, Malika. But let me tell you something. When we go and we seek for the broken, we are there to lift them up and bring them into the truth of abundance. That is what this call is about. And I am so blessed to hear your testimony and can't wait to see how many people you help and help them come out of broken, because that's not where we're supposed to live. That's not where we belong. So we are coming out. We are saying yes to a winning state of mind. God bless you. Good morning. 201 last four, 4240. 4240.
My goodness. Good morning, Nicola. It's Dana here in New Jersey.
Ah, Jersey
my
in the house.
My...
Oh, good morning.
Well, you know, Malika just has me just full. This cup is continuing to run over. I mean, from caller to caller, your voice. This has been an amazing week. I am just sad for anybody that missed it. You better go back and listen and re-listen and listen again. What an amazing series this week, Nicola. That winning mindset. You know, I don't even, the words that I was going to say, you know, that came to my heart, goodness, Malika took me to a whole different stratosphere. This week has really, for me, been one of, you know, reconditioning my mind to not be distracted. You know, as you begin to do certain things and you go in certain places and, you know, I almost felt this week like I needed an extra layer of armor, like I was under attack, and I'm familiar with that feeling. I know what it feels like to come out on the other side of that. It was clear to me that, okay, enemy, you trying to take me out because, you know, big things are underway, you know. So I had to continue to repeat not just the affirmations that I have for myself every single day, those that you shared as well. Sometimes you have to borrow others, you know. When I realized it was time to get out of my own way and just put myself into that winning mind frame so that these things that were trying to attack me, I realized, Nicola, that everybody can't go.
That's right.
Sometimes I find myself with family, friends, and it's not that I need to distance myself. It's a time and a season for everything. And at this point, my purpose is so clear. I cannot let anyone take me off of that. I made a promise to God some years ago when I came out of depression after my mom passing about 2 years ago. I said, Lord, if you help me to just get out of my own way, I promise you that I will do whatever it is that you have asked me to already do that I've been ignoring, because I understand. My mom raised us in the church. We understood you're here for a purpose. It's just that when she passed away, my purpose became a lot more visible and clearer. I began to think about the people I had to let go of because they were not serving. Yeah, I wasn't serving them, let's be honest, and they weren't serving me. We had already had our season. So I'm familiar with this place, this plain view that I'm in right now. I'm familiar with this place. So this morning I got on my knees and I just said, Lord, I need to get away from distraction. I need to clear my mind. I need to settle my thoughts. I need to be sure that I am aligning myself in the way that you have asked me to be aligned so that I can grow where you need me to grow. I need to clean up. My passion is to help others unleash their own inner beast, because I know the feeling of what it is when you know when you can get into beast mode. You can count the ways that you've had over the years, so you know it's in you, but something is taking you, trying to derail you so that you can't feel that feeling again. And this week, again, I have to say, you know, working with this team and showing them that it's not about any just one of us. It's not about me. It's just that I said yes first. That's all.
There you go.
And you have it in you. And I'm telling you, the way that people stepped up just for themselves, and it wasn't, you know, that it's just for any one of us anymore. I thank you, Nicola, for making that so plain and clear. God has given each and every one of us a story, a purpose. Tie that to your passion and just go. You know, my purpose is so clear. I don't know what the fire is going to happen, but I'm so excited and ready for it. So I just know I got to put on an extra layer of armor. When it comes up, I feel like, you know, maybe one of those Marvel heroes. Here you go. Boom, boom. You can't get me today, devil. Right, Malika? Nicola, have a wonderful conference.
I love a wonderful weekend, everybody. Right. I'm going to get ready to get out of here. Don't ever be afraid to distance yourself from distractions. Say, oh, no, sir, no, ma'am. We're not having it. It's okay to say, you know what, I'm saying yes to God's will and God's way, and I am moving anything out of the way that's going to try to stop me from completing my assignment. Good morning, last 678, last 46838. Good morning. These are some powerful, powerful breakthroughs and testimonies, guys. I just love you guys so much. This is our last caller. Got to get out of here. Got to get downstairs. It's time for me to get filled up so I can bring some more things to you. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson. I'm telling you, the young lady from Jersey, you are absolutely right. When you're trying to win, someone always saying that you are mean. But don't worry about them saying you mean. God knows that you're not mean. When you're speaking the truth and you're trying to live the truth, and that's what you want to do is be about the truth, they're going to call you mean. I've been called mean for so long. So I think that my nickname is mean, but I know what that means. That I'm here to tell what God wants me to say, not what they want me to say. I say what my mother always taught me. I've lived long enough to tell the truth no matter what nobody else say. I'm not living for them. I'm living for my Heavenly Father. And I just want to say to you, Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson, this has been the most powerful, powerful, power start that you have abroad. Always told you, Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson, God had you here for a reason, not just for the season. And your reason is to help to make sure that everybody wins. And ever since I met you, it was never about Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson. Before the DR got in front of your name, you was winning. When the DR got in your name, I remember the day that you was called to go to Washington, D.C. to get that DR in front of your name. And I acknowledge that DR from the day that you got that title. So many of them went and bought that title but couldn't keep it. A lot of people don't understand where you're coming from, but it's not about what they understand. It's about what the Holy Spirit has got for you to tell us to do. And I truly know, Dr. Nicola, no matter how close we are, no matter what you say and how you say it, I know what you did down in your heart, that you mean 100% pure. And like Dana say, when you're trying to win, that devil try to come after you. But I'm going to stand for what's right. I will stand on this battlefield no matter how long it takes. Because yesterday I was going through a whole lot. My dentist called me. One of my agents had a home buyer seminar. I wanted to go to Lithonia. He said, you can't go but two places. You got to go to the dentist. And it was so late when my dentist called me at 4 o'clock. I said, I can't come then. God said, you got to go. You can't go next week. I made it to the dentist, and I made it last night. Couldn't see in Smyrna, Georgia, to help one of my agents just started. She's a real estate. And I'm so grateful that I showed up last night because she had a guest of 30 and only 5 came. I told her, whenever you say 30, it's going to be 5. That's the power of 5, and that's what we're working with. 5 get 5. So I just want to say to you, Dr. Nicola Smith-Jackson, my prayers are with you. I know you're going to rock it today. I'm so sorry that I couldn't make it, but if I wasn't going to Vegas, I would be there to hear you. So you keep the faith, and you keep looking up, because God has so much winning for you to take us to the next level. Thank you, Dr. Nicola Smith-Jackson.
Wow, and you, everybody know I love, love, love me some Marusha Jones, and I'm going to tell you something. No, you're not mean at all. You are actually one of the most giving, supportive, loyal people that I know, that I've ever met. You see, I can tell you something. Guys, you got to get in your Bible, because many people have not paid very close attention. Those Bible leaders are not characters. This is not fictitious. This is nonfiction. It's real. And when you begin to even think about the Apostle Paul, people were like, they thought he was mean. He was the one that cut off the ear of the soldier. They would say he was trying to come after Jesus. He was like, I'm not having it.
That's right.
He didn't understand at that moment that thing, those things had to happen in order for us to be free. I need you to know that the process is going to look ugly. But you can't focus on the process. You got to focus on progress. And you ain't finished until it's done. We're saying yes to a winning state of mind. You guys are amazing. I love you dearly. The growth is amazing. I can't wait to see and hear your stories. I know, like, even what Dana was sharing is that it seemed like once her mother passed, that's when she began to walk into her fullness. And I don't know if you understand that even in the prophetic, that's what happens. One thing has to end, and it's always a beginning of a new thing. It was after Dr. Monroe's passing is when I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I cannot let all those things and the trainings that he's given us, along with even my mother, I didn't want her to close her eyes without seeing me walk in the highest call. I'm telling you right now, you're living, so it's time for you to move forward. Do big things. Be intentional. Go make it happen today for your business. Not about selling it all, about serving. If you pay attention, that is what Jesus said. He said he came to serve, not to be served. So while you're sitting on the sideline waiting for folks to call you or only waiting for people to tell you that it's okay to press go and go share what you have, you're missing the point. Go out there, make it happen. You guys have a blessed day.